What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the studio. Gordon is keeping us on air out here. And we are counting down to this joint practice today with the Titans at Falcons training camp. In the meantime, let's talk about some college football. Alabama has named Ty Simpson their starting quarterback. Bo, this is exactly what Kalen DeBoer told us at SEC Media Days, is it not?
Kinda. He said that if they played today or Saturday that day, that Ty Simpson would be their starting quarterback. So he alluded to that he was the front runner and that it was kind of his job to lose. And he did not lose it, not to start the season anyway. So look, I am happy for Ty Simpson. I've talked to some people that has been around him, and he seems to be a really good kid. And he's also one of the few, you know, guys out there right now, Mike, that has stayed the course. That's waited his turn, and now it's his. Whether you think most people think it's a good or bad thing, he did it, and now he gets his opportunity.
Yeah, it is. It feels rare this day and age. It's, you know, I think a lot of Georgia fans feel that way about Gunnar Stockton, the guys that don't come in and transfer, and they're, you know, eventually named the starting quarterback. I don't know what he gives you. I'm hopeful as a Bama guy, but you know, mostly I'm just rooting for him. And that's really what it comes down to. It's like I don't know what the ceiling is. Somebody told me the other day that his ceiling might be Jake Coker, who was won a national title when Derrick Henry was in the backfield.
God, he won some national titles with quarterbacks. It was like Jake Coker is not one you just think about.
Yeah, I mean it's. But if that's what the ceiling is, I'm good with it. You know what I mean? Get back to the run game. The problem is they're so much more pass happy now. I don't know. I'm genuinely curious to see. I've heard good things, but you are also talking about a guy who for the last couple of years didn't beat out Jalen Milroe, and I wasn't a huge fan of Jalen Milroe as a passer. So we'll see where that goes, and hopefully, you know, with development, everything in Ryan Grubb's system, he can kind of put his best foot forward.
I feel like it was impossible to keep Jalen Milroe off the field, though, with his athleticism. I feel like that was the ultimate equalizer because at any point you could – you know, we talk about these offenses in college these days where it's at the point where the quarterback moving like he can is almost the ultimate, trump card, right?
Just because it's the great equalizer.
And so I think it's a little unfair. For me, it's a little unfair to say, well, how good is he because he couldn't beat out Jalen Milroe, because I think Milroe had a part of his game that Ty Simpson doesn't. But I do think that Ty Simpson could fit with Kalen DeBoer develops quarterbacks. If Jalen Milroe didn't develop under Kalen DeBoer, I don't know whose fault that is, because he sure as hell developed the guy sitting over here in the dorm across the fields that it turned into a top 10 pick.
Right.
And Michael
Penix. You know, Jalen Milroe got 1 year of Kalen DeBoer, and that didn't even include Ryan Grubb. So, like I said, I'm hopeful. I'm rooting for the guy. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people feel that way. If your quarterback stuck around and developed for a couple of years, I'm all about that in this day and age.
Well, the AP has released their top 25 college football teams. They've ranked Georgia fifth, then Clemson, Ohio State, Penn State, and Texas is number one. That is the first time that Texas has been ranked number one.
Look, there's a number of different ways to look at this. I think it's okay. And I know that there's, you know, another story on there about Texas being an underdog to Ohio State. And so we can get into that a little bit. But I don't know. I believe in Arch Manning. I believe in Steve Sarkisian. I think that they still have some questions to answer. And I know that one of the guys that was battling for the right tackle spot this past week went down with an ACL. So I have questions about where they're at as far as that goes. But I know this much. They've got a couple of really good edge rushers and a really good set of linebackers. So we'll see how far that takes them.
Notre Dame came in at six. They got a quarterback battle brewing right now for that spot, apparently. They're just it is too close to call, as they say. There was four or five SEC teams in the top ten, like three or four Big Ten. So it's kind of littered, you know. And then Miami snuck their way in there at 10. So it's interesting. Florida came in at 15. South Carolina at 13. So I'm not overly sold on Texas. I'm just not. They open at Ohio State. It's not going to be easy for them. But both teams are placing their starting quarterbacks. It just looks like Texas has the bigger name at quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, so Clemson will begin selling alcohol at home football games. The Tigers began piloting alcohol sales at spring games. Is this something that should have been done like a while ago, or
depends on who you ask?
Yeah, why wouldn't it have been done until now?
Well, this has just become a thing recently in college football, selling alcohol. It used to be that nobody did it.
Right.
Bama started doing it last year or the year before. I can't remember, but it was a weird feeling. I went back for the Nick Saban field ceremony last year, and sitting there and having a guy walk up with a tray of Tito's cups, mm-hmm. You're like, what? Like, what is going on here? But I mean, it is what it is. I think it's just one of the latest things, man. We used to not gamble on sports anywhere. It's kind of a sign of the times.
Did you see that story last night? Not that this do it in about face, but the John Mateer, the quarterback from Oklahoma,
one from Washington State.
Yeah, some people are saying, I don't know, there's rumors out there that he was gambling on, and that somebody got his Venmo. And he said sports gambling is what he paid for, and I don't know how verified it is, but now his Venmo has been cleared. He's clean. He's cleared every transaction on his Venmo. I actually looked his Venmo up last night. I did some Squidbilly News Network, just some investigative reporting, and it came up clean. There's no transactions.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a public Venmo page. But the cool thing about the Clemson, getting back to the main story, the cool thing about the Clemson alcohol is they're still allowing fans to leave and come back in, mm-hmm. and have re-entry, which basically means, the college kids that can't buy at the beer stand will be able to go outside and tailgate and come back in.
Yeah.
Well, and real quick, before we get to Mac Drop, South Carolina, Gamecocks are going to have Blanchard Caterpillar and Blanchard Rental as on-field logos at both of their 25-yard lines.
Yeah, welcome to the reality of 2025 college athletics. You want to pay for NIL? The money's got to come in somewhere. You got to pay the house settlement that came down right before July 1st with the 8 teams can pay players. Guess what? Where's it coming from? If you want to keep these other sports and keep Title IX effective, you have to have some kind of revenue coming in other than just what football brings in, which they're going to be using somewhat to pay some of their players.
Yeah, I'm with you. I find it unfortunate, but that's just what it is. It's now I don't find it as unfortunate as I did before the players are getting paid. I've told you guys before, there are things that 5 years ago that I would have hated that now I'm like, I get it, because that can of worms has been opened and the money does have to come from somewhere. You might as well capitalize on all that field space you're going to have.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the cutest couple that everybody loves to hate on.
You're going
to
do a whole segment on you and Grant? What are we doing here?
You wish. So this is going to be all over your timeline today. It's probably hit you in the face as soon as you opened up Facebook or Twitter today. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just mine. But the Kelce brothers have a very special guest jumping on their podcast, New Heights, Taylor Swift. is conveniently joining the podcast for the first time ever to announce her new album, Life of a Showgirl. And in the teaser clip, I find this very uncharacteristic for Taylor Swift. Drops an F-bomb. Dylan, let's hear that audio. But of course, bleeps.
What?
Of course,
bleeps. Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So he's wearing a Taylor Swift shirt.
I already want to vomit.
He's wearing a Taylor Swift shirt that is blue. I do feel like this is very significant for Taylor to go ahead on the podcast and announce an album at the same time, because she doesn't really do this. She doesn't intertwine. I understand the songs are about guys, but she doesn't promote. Does that make sense? She doesn't cross over with people
She doesn't usually need to.
No.
I mean, nor does she need to now. Are people going to come away from this podcast hating this couple even more or liking them more?
Well, based on what I just heard, I'm not going to like them more.
I know. I was hopeful before that play. Now I'm not a showy
public affection, you know, talk. Like, I don't need to hear what he thinks about her eyes. I don't really give a damn. The problem is people just they're kind of not that they hate them. Because I don't care either way. I'm happy for them. If that makes them happy.
You sound very happy for them.
No, but just hear me out. I just don't need it in my – I don't need to see it or hear about it. I don't need it in my face. And it's one – I don't blame them for CBS panning over to hurt his games.
Right.
I don't blame them at all for that. That is TV doing what they do, which is saying it's clicky-baity. They're trying to make – they're getting – that's TV's version of getting clicks, right? But – But you're going on a podcast and like you're doing that, your eyes, like, dude, shut up.
Also,
did you see Travis Kelce, how he dressed and how he looked before he got with her?
She did him some favors.
He just is whoever he's around, and that's a problem for me.
But look at your photos versus
why is
now
that a problem for
Amy?
You? He's a social chameleon, man. Let that man do what he needs to do.
Because who are you? I don't know who he is.
You have custom shoes and a Gucci bag that you take on road
trips.
It's
not Gucci, it's Louis.
About? So I mean, like,
so
I don't see you. Like,
but nothing's changed about me.
I like good stuff. I'm just able to
afford a little bit nicer stuff these
Listen,
days.
Listen, Bo, I've known you very many years. Stuff has changed about
yes.
you.
What?
You have gotten with Amy.
Even your mom said you're more bougie these days. So.
Because I can afford it now more. I still can't afford it to the level of, like, you know, you and Travis Kelce, but I'm
yeah,
or
like,
up
like
there.
Yeah, like I'm on the same level as Travis Kelce.
Let me ask you, Mike, because as soon as you heard that clip of Taylor and Travis there, you're like, let me vomit. Like,
no,
I did. Why do we react that way?
I don't dislike them as a couple.
Right.
At all. As a matter of fact, I'm usually an advocate for them. Like, do what you got to do. But that in particular cut, I think I would say that. I think I would say that if you and Grant did it. I think if the Commissioner G was on here and talking with his wife about the color of her eyes, I'd say the same thing. And honestly, I think that points to me liking them more. I just treat them as a normal other celebrity couple. I think that's how most people feel. It's That's vomit worthy to 99% of people. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Public display of affection. I don't need it. I don't need to hear you talking about her eyes. First off, the oversaturation of the Kelce brothers is another whole story. I don't want to hear that stuff.
The cutesy little stuff that happens between them that signifies they're happy.
I think I'm so good on that.
It's not. So it doesn't. Let me tell you something. That doesn't signify crap. All that says is that you're doing that in public, because there's plenty of people's Facebooks they look happy on Facebook, and then you hear, "Yeah, I heard they're separated." What? Like, oh yeah, he's got a second family.
Volatility,
or something.
Man, emotional volatility, right there.
We do need to find some study, or maybe I'll do it. Correlation between how much you post with your significant other and how happy you are.
And that's
there's something going on there.
But to me, that right there is the same. Like, that's the same. Like, that means nothing to me. Talking about her eyes on a pot means nothing. Like, I don't. That doesn't mean they're happy. I'm not trying to be negative.
He was simply making a joke. He was just
sure.
Making
it doesn't sound like a joke.
Well,
the way he called her baby.
I'm sure. I know. Before the show, Bo was very concerned about when the release date is for Taylor's next album. I'm sure that will be released when this podcast comes out tomorrow. So you will be completely saturated with Travis and Taylor tomorrow when that episode
I
drops.
Will not be.
I wonder if Abe's gonna.
I will make the decision not to be.
I wonder if Abe's gonna watch it and live tweet it. Fan.
Abe, yeah. Yeah. Abe's going to have an album review out.
What time is it drop? Abe will be up at 4 a.m. to do it.
Well, coming up, Arnold Ebiketie joined the show after another rainy practice yesterday. You can hear that conversation that we had with him next on the morning shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.